As most of you know, we don't do our declaration until tomorrow, you know, on a Monday night week. So you guys have the injury report. I'll open it up for questions.
Can you take a step back going from limited yesterday to
out? I think just kind of, we'll just, you know, it's kind of one day at a time, and we'll see how it does. Just ideally, you'd like to give them the best chance to get to Monday night. Well, I think the good news is because of the Monday night, we had extra time. You know, that was kind of a window we looked at a little bit ago, and yeah, I think that's definitely helped, you know, this week, because all that preparation goes to the Vikings. You know, so that's a benefit of having the extra day. But yeah, it was plotted out, I guess, in answer to your question. No, I think, you know, with the whole team, really, you know, their team gets the same benefit. You know, you just get a little bit more time on a particular opponent.
John, last year you guys against the Vikings in Chicago were able to exercise Howard, really get him you know, big yards and big gains. Are you confident you can establish that punch with Howard and Cohen for Monday night?
Well, I mean, you know, again, we get to find out Monday night. That's why we play the game. You know, as far as preparation, we ran the ball pretty good on both games a year ago. One was a W and the other one was a loss. But, you know, again, we're not going to have any trickery as far as us trying to establish a run. I think they understand that. And, you know, again, it comes down to who executes.
John, what kind of challenges do the Vikings receiving core with Diggs and Thielen present for you?
You know, they've like I said, I think earlier in the week, they've got 38 explosive plays in four games. And, you know, they lost a little bit there with you know, the loss of their back. But you know, their two receivers, Thielen and Diggs, have been big play guys in these first 4 weeks, and with two different quarterbacks, to be quite honest with you. So I'm not really sure which quarterback we'll see, but they've been explosive in all instances.
Their offensive line's overhaul from a year ago.
Yeah, different. You know, I think they get the ball out quick. As far as sacks per pass, they're, you know, I think sixth. They're up there in the top 10 in that area. A lot of it's design. They spend a lot of time throwing it quick or max protecting play action. So, you know, it's good football. They're well coached. They do a good job. But a lot of it, I think, is, you know, how they protect the ball and protect the passer.
Copycat league, mm-hmm. Teams know that you guys are going to try to establish the run. What can Mitch do to kind of alleviate, you know, the eight in the box type defenses that maybe you guys saw against Green Bay a little bit more?
I think we've seen it quite a bit. You know, I think it comes down to executing. You know, and that, you know, overtime drive against Pittsburgh, who's a talented team. You know, we ran four runs for a touchdown. I don't think it was a mystery. But it's about executing and about guys making plays, and you know, that's usually the difference in games.
Do Mitch's legs keep them a little more honest on the backside there?
You know, I think if they're just, you know, Mike and Mitchell are different players, you know, just like, you know, Sam and Keenum are different players, you know. So it's, you know, you try to – part of coaching is putting guys, you know, best utilizing their talents. And I'm not going to get into a whole lot of detail for obvious reasons, but I think they understand that, and so do we. Well, you know, a lot was made of the sample size, you know, as far as him playing. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, if he'd stayed, he'd be probably the best quarterback coming out this year. So it's about timing, but I think the makeup is, you know, his demeanor and his confidence, his swag, however you want to put it, that's important. At that position. Really, it's important at any position at this level, but I think more importantly, at the quarterback position. I don't know many of them that have been meek, mild, mild-mannered, you know, and lack confidence.
Is that the first time you've used the word swag?
In this setting, probably. I try not to be me in this setting. Yeah. kind of lost my razor. Truth be told, my wife wasn't in town all week, so I didn't have anybody getting on me about it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you.